Bobby Bones.
Hey, brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
It's Bone Zone.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
Oh, this is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Say it with me now.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Hi, morning. So, Lunchbox, I wish you would wash your hands. Like, when you leave the bathroom, just wash your hands, because you touch stuff and, like, microphones and stuff in here. Who was the one that told?
It was me.
It was Eddie. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
you were in the bathroom with them?
Yes, and everything was fine. We were chatting about work or whatever, and then
he just walks out.
Flushes and just walks out the door. I was like, whoa, what?
It's just, at your house, I can't even really enforce anything here. I'm just saying, you're just touching every door handles and knobs.
I'm a clean individual.
You use the bathroom and then you don't wash your hands.
Yeah, but I'm clean. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, I don't have anything.
Oh,
I'm good.
You used hand sanitizer when you got back to your seat?
I don't even know where that would be.
Oh.
So
no.
You
wear gloves?
Guys, I've been doing this for 34 years, and I'm not spreading anything.
So
I don't
you're
have
telling
anything.
Me you don't wash your hands after you use the bathroom ever?
No.
I'm not shaking your hand anymore.
Years?
You should already know. Like, he doesn't...
Dude, he high-fives me at least 10 times
a day.
Oh,
he always reaches over for the high-five.
I'm done with that.
No, it's... I don't understand what the big deal is. It wasn't like... I just went in there, used the restroom, flushed the urinal, and I walked out. I didn't even think it was a big deal. I didn't know Eddie had lost sleep over this.
No, I just
it's disgusting. You just touch things and we all have to touch them, too.
Hey, my bad, dude.
No,
get
don't high-five.
Don't touch me.
Thank you guys for hanging out. We have the iHeartRadio app, and I hope you listen to it, and you can find lots of shows. You know, hopefully you listen to our show, Bobby Bones Show on Demand. But if you run through it, there are some other great shows. Elvis Duran has a great show. The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne, my buddy, has a great show in New York for hip hop. It's just got so much. You can build your own channels around the music that you like. So our app's the iHeartRadio app or iHeartRadio.com. But if you miss any of our show, all you have to do is search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Appreciate it. Check it out. It's free to download, too. So that's always cool. Eddie has a video game problem, which is weird because I have a video game system. I haven't touched it yet.
You have the gold PS4.
I don't know the difference. I don't have any games.
I don't know either.
Hey, Morgan, do you have any games at all for my PS4?
Yeah, they sent you a few. Don't ask me to name them.
I do have a few. Are they? How about?
Doesn't it come with like Sonic the Hedgehog or something?
Well, I like the Mario Brothers. Yeah. They're really, totally different system. But there are. Did you play it?
No.
Morgan set it up though.
I set it up for you, but
Morgan's like MacGyver of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Okay, thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome.
Eddie plays his Wii with his kids.
Yeah.
And
it's a Wii U. It's the new version of the Wii. It's not like so much like play tennis with the with that stick thing or whatever. No, this is just like a console. Like
really? Wii makes a console?
Yeah, Wii U, yeah.
So him and his son, his older son, switch off. He's 8.
Yes, he's 8 now.
And the rule is when you play video games with your buddies, you play until you die, and then your buddy plays until he dies.
Yeah.
And that's the same rule that you guys have, right?
That's our rule. I mean, we just switch off.
You just sit there and wait?
Yeah.
Yeah, you watch
you watch what the other person's doing and you cheer them on and then they die and you get the controller and you go.
What's the problem?
Well, I was like just letting him play until I found out he had Super Mario Brothers and I was like, "Oh, dude, I am so good at that. Let me play it." Well, the problem is I'm still good at it and now he just sits there and like watches me and gets frustrated cuz I'm like going level after level after level. I'm like, "The rule is when I die, you play." So, go get something to eat. I'm like, "Go get a snack or something cuz I'm going to be on this thing for an hour."
I got 7 lives, bro.
Dude, I did that thing where you jump on the turtle and you go one up, one up, one up, one up. It's pretty cool.
All he wants to play is the video game.
I know, and my wife kind of told me like you need to like die at some point.
No, I think that's teaching him patience. And it's showing him how good you can get at the game. I think it's a life lesson that, hey, you're not always going to be able to play right away. You're going to have to sit on the sideline for a minute. And when you get your chance, you got to step in and shine.
Oh, but an hour's a little long.
Kind of a good point.
It's about patience, dude.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Here we are, 27 past the hour. It's Hardcore Bones. Guns and Roses o'clock here. Thanks for all the requests here on the 104 Rock Lines. My buddy the Vulture sitting over in the corner. I'm going to play a little bass for you. Everybody out there riding in the car. Let's go. Little reunion tour coming up for Guns N' Roses. Will they all show up? I don't know. But I do know one thing. If they do, it'll be a heck of a show. Axl Rose whistling away. A little patience for all you guys out there on the drive home. Yes.
No clue.
Don't talk while the DJ's doing this. It's the longest intro ever.
Yeah.
Takes patience.
Keep talking.
That's the whole, this is the trick of the song. It takes patience just to get to the beginning of the song. Like, I got an idea for a song.
Show.
I need to start drinking coffee, except it smells and tastes disgusting. I never tasted it, but you know, you can just smell something and go, I would not like that.
Sometimes coffee can smell like cigarettes.
To me, and listen, obviously I'm in the minority because everybody loves coffee.
Love it.
Everybody around here drinks coffee but me, but here, coffee can undo liver damage that's caused by drinking.
Oh, well, you mean drinking alcohol?
No water. Yeah, of course.
I mean, you don't need to undo any liver damage.
No, of course it's alcohol. According to a new study, coffee can undo liver damage caused by drinking too much booze and eating too much food. Researchers found that one cup of coffee a day results in the risk of liver damage decreasing by 22%. And the more you drink, the better it gets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what else is good for the liver?
What?
Dandelion tea. You like tea.
That dandelion tea, though. You could drink some weird stuff. Amy was trying to give me some sort of bloaty shot this morning. She's like, do you want a shot for bloating? I was like, sure. She goes, I only have one. Sorry, just for me.
No, I thought we could go halvesies.
No, she didn't. She kept it all for herself.
Well, I didn't think you'd say yes.
See, like, now the truth comes out. Here, I got this for you because I'm going to come back and give you the answer. People spend an average of 60 to 90 seconds doing this before they give up. I do this all the time. So think about it. I'm going to come back and give you the answer. 60 to 90 seconds, then I'm like, I fit in this category perfectly. And I'm like, you know what? Never mind. If you get it, you win a prize of you three. A little prize for it. Yeah.
Doing this.
Let's just say I got a shiny nickel in my pocket if you can get it right.
Ooh.
All right, I'll throw this at you real quick. Now, I do this all the time. People spend an average of 60 to 90 seconds doing this before they give up. Hey, Amy in Arlington, Virginia, you're up first.
Trying to remember their passwords?
That takes me a lot longer. I have like 80 passwords, and I got to have it texted to me. Then I got to go and put in another one. That's not it. That's a good guess. It's not it. Let's go around the room for a nickel. Amy.
Like, I don't know if I'm feeling snacky or something. Sometimes maybe I stand in front of the fridge for 60 to 90 seconds, and then...
That's a good guess.
I just give up and walk
away. That is a good... Lunchbox.
Fixing things.
So they try and they can't, and they go...
And I'm done with this.
Boom! No!
Oh, Eddie. I thought I had it.
Yeah, go for it. Tell me, buddy.
Solving a Rubik's Cube.
What?
That was the dumbest
Come on.
Guess.
Takes forever.
No?
Not anything? Not our web girl?
No, I don't have a guess.
Sorry about that. Here we go. The answer is browsing for something on Netflix. Like, you look around, you're like,
dang, that's huge.
Let me look. I got nothing.
Wow.
I'll move on.
That's it? 60 to 90 seconds?
I do it all the time. Like, I look at the front page, and then I'm over.
My wife and I, sometimes we just watch previews, and then we fall asleep. Before picking the movie.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, good news time. Thursday morning, we got the good news for you. Try to hit you right in that heart with the good stuff.
Tell me something good.
Amy, I'm coming to you first.
Shout out to this 12-year-old kid, Campbell. He spent the last 3 years of his free time sewing teddy bears for charity. It all started when he decided he wanted to give Christmas presents to children in the hospital, but he couldn't afford to buy them gifts, but he knew how to make teddy bears and sew them. So now he's turned his bedroom into a little sewing operation, and for 3 years, he's been able to make teddy bears and donate them all.
Man, kids are just awesomer.
Yeah.
8-year-old Natasha Fuller received a life-changing gift from her teacher at her school. She went into surgery along with Jody Schmidt, who's a teacher at Oakfield Elementary, who donated a kidney to the first grader.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? The transplant went great. They're both recovering. She was suffering from chronic kidney disease. And her teacher said, I got you. We match. Let's do it. I mean, that's awesome.
So awesome.
Lunchbox, I mean, good luck, buddy. Tell me something good, man.
I don't know how I'm going to beat that, but Mason Burns is a second grader, and he needed a service dog. But they cost $12,000, and his family's like, we can't afford that. So the kids at his school started holding bake sales. The news got involved. The community donated $12,000. He got his dog.
Wow, that's awesome. That's good news. That's why we do it.
Tell me something good.
Thank you guys for hanging out.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
We got to talk about lines for a second. Just reading that people will not stand in line any longer. Like, lines are a thing of the past because we expect now to have everything right now, right now, right now. I do it. Like, I need it right now. I'm out. Beat out. So we'll talk about it in a second. I mean, the last line I probably stood in for a long time was at the DMV because I had to get a driver's license.
That has to be it.
Oh, my goodness. And now, I would think I waited an hour and a half, and I was like, what's happening with my life? Hey, Robert in Laverne, Tennessee, how are you?
All right, how you doing?
Okay, so yours is worse than mine, though. You went to the DMV and waited how long?
Hour and a half before I ever got to the desk.
And then what?
It was another hour and a half.
Ooh. 3 hours?
Yes.
That's half a work day.
Three and a half. I learned you get certain days of the week you can go.
What day do you go? Help us out here. What day are you supposed to go?
Like first thing in the morning, every morning. Like a Thursday or a Tuesday.
The thing is, though, people got to work, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. If you got to see the air like I do, you have to go down there. You cannot do it online like most people can.
See, I went, you know what I get crap for? Is that my driver's license picture, I'm wearing my glasses in them. And I wear big, thick-rimmed black glasses. And apparently they make people take their glasses off. And they didn't make me take mine off. And I cheated on my eye test.
Oh,
I'll say it.
Lucky you.
Cleanse me of my sins, because I admit it now. I confess I cheated on my eye test. One of my eyes don't work, so I use my left eye on both those eye holes. They said, what's the right eye say? I said,
so
I moved my left eye. No, you know what happens is it puts a different one in each hole, a different line in each hole.
Oh.
So you have to read the left eye, and then the right eye sees a different hole and a whole different. And they were like, what do you see on the right side? I was like, I don't know. You going to turn it on? And they were like, no, the right side. I was like, oh, crap, I can't see it. My side doesn't work. So I moved my left eye over to the right hole. Boom, passed the eye test. They were like, sir, you did perfect. Thank you very much.
Bobby's like pointing behind them. What's that over there?
Hey, sir, look over
there,
sir.
Turn around.
I did use my hand to push the head thing so the light would come on inside of it. Because you have to push your forehead on it to push the light, which makes it come on. Yeah, otherwise I can't drive. Anyway.
Yeah, and you got to be able to drive, especially.
None of this can be used against me in court, by the way. This is a radio show. My real last name's not even Bone, so what are you going to do? You know? Okay, anyway, we'll talk about lines in a second. We got a lot of people on hold. I was just thinking about, the longest line I stood in, I waited for like 4.5 hours out in the sun, and it hurt.
Oh.
And I'll tell you about it in a minute.
Okay.
And you got a lot of calls, too, coming up. 877-77-BOBBY, if you guys want to call and take part in that. Bones. Carrie, good morning. It's Bobby Bone Show. We're talking about lines. People don't want to wait in them anymore because it's like, man, if we got to wait, we're not doing it. I was just thinking back, what did I wait in line for? I was a big brother in the Big Brothers program for years and years, and I waited for 4 hours to ride down this water slide with that kid. Holy cow. Hey, wanted to ride this water slide.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
one of those, I don't know if I would have done it knowing if I had to wait 4 hours. I knew there was a long line. And we got up. It was Schlitterbahn. And it's like, let's go. And so you get in and you go up the tower and then you get all the way up the tower and then you see and then it wraps around again. That trick.
Yeah.
Oh, wait 4 hours for 30 seconds.
Schlitterbahn.
That was pretty much all we did the whole day. Like
wow.
we waited
That's
in line it, 4 hours, did the slide and was like, okay, you want to go sit in the wave pool or something? I don't know. Like, but he wanted to do it, so I did it. Oh. Amy, hit me with the line.
I mean, besides like you, the DMV and probably water parks, I know my husband was miserable when we were in New York City together and I made him wait in line to get a cupcake from this place. I swear to you, we were probably in there for the line almost an hour to get one cupcake.
He was miserable.
Yeah.
Knowing your husband, he was miserable.
And
he was like, oh, Amy.
They had a cupcake bouncer. Like one, they let you in one by one and then you weren't allowed to buy more than a dozen. This place was so popular and it wasn't even that great.
Whitney in Mississippi, what's happening, Whitney?
Hi, Bobby.
Hit me with it.
I waited in line at Six Flags in Atlanta, Georgia for 6 hours when the new Batman roller coaster came out.
Okay, was it worth it?
No.
It's just so quick, you know?
Wow.
You wait so long. But you know what? At least you have the experience. I mean, at least you have the experience. You're on the air. Alan in Reston, Virginia?
Oh, no, it's Aline.
Aline. See, it says Alien on my screen. I didn't think Alien was your name.
So we went with Alan.
You know, so I want Alan to be safe, but thank you for calling.
That's so funny. Yeah. No, we live right outside of D.C., and when Reagan passed away, they lay him in state at the U.S. Capitol. And so we figured, oh, let's go at 2 in the morning. No one will be there. Well, that was a little wrong. So we got our 2-year-old daughter out of bed in her jammies, and we ended up waiting almost about 7 hours. I think we finally got into the rotunda at about 9 or 10 in the morning. So
I wonder now as you look back, do you think that was worth it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, and then we also went for Ford, and, you know, so we go and, because it's such an opportunity, and, you know, especially for a child, and actually, while we were reviewing, you know, walking by Reagan, there were all these, all of a sudden, all this newspaper flashes were going off, and they were taking pictures, because here's this little girl in her ducky jammies being held by daddy walking past, you know, this incredible person that, you know, did so much. So it was, yeah, it's kind of neat. And then now she knows who Reagan is and so forth, and, you know, so.
Well, that's cool. Hey, well, thank you for the story, Alien.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I appreciate that. Now, have a great day. Thank you very much for calling. Bye, Alien.
Yes.
All right, let's do one more. Hey, Sydney.
Hey.
Okay, yours says you waited 10 hours. Is that true?
Oh, my.
10 and a half hours.
Okay, what do you think she waited for, guys, before I let her tell you?
Oh, had to be concert tickets.
Okay, concert tickets is one guess. Amy? Mm. 10 and a half hours. What would she wait 10 and a half hours?
Oh.
New
Eddie?
iPhone.
New iPhone.
Oh.
Sydney?
Yeah.
What was
iPhone
it?
4.
Yeah, oh, wow. You got nailed it.
Wow.
And it wasn't even for me. It was for my best friend. I waited in line with him for 10 and a half hours.
Your best friend that you secretly wanted to date, it sounds like.
No.
Ah!
No. He likes guys, so definitely just a best friend.
Hey, doesn't mean you still don't want to date him. Hey, no, I'm just playing. Hey, 10 hours. That's cool.
Yes.
That's a good friend.
Fantastic, though. They set us breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And
wow.
Kept water bottles coming to make everyone happy.
Dang.
That's nice.
All right. I appreciate that. I just go stand in line and eat. Might as well wait for a phone and go sit there and have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right. All these start with the letter P. Ready? So I'm going to play the song from the very beginning.
Okay.
They all start with the letter P, as in puppy.
Oh, as right. in picture.
So as in picture, right. So what I'll do is I'll play it. All you have to do, yell your name.
Oh.
Get a point for title, point for artist. I'm giving you the theme right now. They all start with P, so you got okay. five songs.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
Let's see how you can do here, ladies and gentlemen. Song number one.
Amy.
Amy.
Taylor Swift, Picture to Burn.
Wow.
It's a jam.
Wow.
Wow.
State the obvious. I didn't get my perfect fantasy. I realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me.
Dang, Amy. Okay,
yeah.
girl.
I mean, at one point in time, I probably was a little obsessed with Taylor.
Yeah, you painted her a picture after you took an art class to paint the picture.
And I gave it to her.
And you gave it to her. Yeah. Name it.
Amy. Prop me up beside the jukebox. Prop me up beside the jukebox when I die.
Eddie.
When I was
no
three,
points.
Drove 100,000 miles.
Ooh, Joe Diffie, prop me up.
Joe Diffie's correct.
Thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
Lunchbox. Pickup man.
Correct.
When I turned 16.
Starts with a P. Let's go. Ready? Here you go. Go for it.
Lunchbox.
Time.
Eddie.
Oh, no.
Piano man.
Oh,
and it is Billy Joel.
Correct. Nice job.
My mind almost went blank on that one.
You guys are nailing those. I'll start with P. Ready?
Yeah.
I don't know. Too close. No one gets that one. No, it's called Photograph. No one gets that one. Everybody was too close on that one.
We could have all made our guesses because he guessed wrong.
Well, he did guess wrong.
Yeah, but I had the right artist.
Creed.
He never.
No.
This isn't one. I'm just film music here. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Eddie.
What?
Perfect Storm, Brad Paisley.
Yeah, yes!
If she was a drink, she'd be single barrel bourbon all.
I'm gonna hit you with a hard one here.
Oh, man.
There you go, last one.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Ashley Simpson, Pieces of Me.
No.
Oh.
That's a jam, though.
Doctor, you ain't got a pill.
What?
For whatever's making this world good.
Oh, Eddie.
Eddie.
David Neil.
No. Go away.
Oh.
You know it now?
Garth.
What is it?
It's Garth, People Loving
Amy.
People.
Yeah, Amy, you can have it. Go ahead.
Garth Brooks, People Loving People.
Correct. There you go. Did anybody win?
Yeah.
I got five.
Eddie got
Did
five.
Did I win?
Anyone.
I get four.
Yep.
Garth. David Nail. What an idiot. I'm so dumb.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
There's a masseuse that bites her clients. So quickly, Eddie is going to bite Ray on the back, as she does, and let's see if Ray enjoys it. Are we ready, boys?
Ray's taking off his shirt right now.
He's going to tell her shirt. All right, we just want to see if it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you shower today?
Yes.
Turn your back around, Ray. Turn your back.
Let's go.
There you go. Hey, get right, in there. Eddie, where are you going to bite him?
Eddie, count this down for me, please.
All right, where do you want me to bite him?
Like the top, like where you put your hands on someone's neck, like the traps.
Oh, okay, yeah. Got it. Stand up straight.
Get some of the meat.
Stand up straight. All right, ready? Ready?
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Give him a good bite.
Dude, he actually bit me.
That was like Mike Tyson bite.
Wait, you gotta be gentle.
No, you gotta do like three bites in a row.
It's come on, you said bites.
You bit like hard. You gotta do like a nibble.
Eddie, you're like massaging him with your teeth. Try it again.
Dude, I'm not gonna massage him.
You
with
have
my
to.
Teeth.
Here we go.
Eddie, move your hand, dude. Like, yeah, there you go.
Here we go. One last time. Massage him with your teeth. This is science here. No. 3, 2,
gentle.
1, go.
Dude!
You only did it twice!
He was biting me!
Ow!
Ray, your thoughts?
I thought he was supposed to nibble more. He was like he was eating.
It was like chicken.
He's like, he went Walking Dead on him.
I think Ray's onto something. I think it is more of a nibble.
Stop
and I'm
it,
wondering
Amy.
If the masseuse like has all of her teeth.
Oh, you wanted to gum him?
I don't know.
We
just
Eddie, gum him.
Eddie, no, gum him.
Eddie, gum him. Gum him.
No, not gum him. We're done.
Okay.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
It's Bone Zone.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Everyone, all together now.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Bobby Bones.
Show. We get into the dumbest arguments on this show for no reason off the air. Eddie and I are in a fight right now over the best Tim McGraw song of the last few years.
Yeah.
I say it's Humble and Kind, and Eddie thinks it's Diamond Rings and Old Barfield.
Oh, that's a jam. Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying they're both not jams, but that's just the argument we're in, and we're like fiercely competing to see who wins.
Yeah.
Humble and Kind versus Diamond Rings. Amy?
Humble and Kind.
Lunchbox?
Humble and Kind.
Sorry, Eddie. You lost. But not that that's not a good one. listen to this. Turn it up, Ray.
Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind.
That's it right there, boys. All right, I have the 5 compliments men never get tired of hearing. And I don't do this for the dudes. I do this for the ladies out there. We have feelings and hearts, and we'd like to be complimented. We may act like we don't, but it makes us feel good. And so these are the 5 that men like the most. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Hey, have you been working out? Dudes love that. Even if we haven't been, we love it because we're like, dang, we look good to you right now. That makes me feel good.
So even though that's sort of just a question, y'all, that's a compliment.
Yes, because you're inquiring because we're looking a different way.
Right. Got it.
Like, whoa, have you been working out?
I do that one in my head.
Do you?
Well, I'm like, have you been working your biceps?
Oh, you go specific. I even do that with like Ray. I do that with other dudes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you.
Just because I know it makes people feel good, I'm like, dude, you've been hitting hard, huh? And you know, takes that compliment well as Ray, our producer. He's like, yeah, I have.
Actually.
Yes, Ray's been hitting hard. You ready?
Yep.
These are compliments. Number 2. I told my friends how lucky I am to have you. Two things is being said in this compliment. 1, I'm lucky to have you. Guys like to hear that, even though we act like we don't. 2, you're telling your friends.
That's huge.
That's a double compliment inside of 1. So on the surface, you go, well, that's a weird one. But no, that's a twofer. That's like BOGO at Payless. I told my friends that I'm lucky to have you.
I will say that so far, I mean, females would like both of these compliments, too.
Okay. Well, Amy, let's keep it here.
Okay.
We're letting the guys kind of have our...
Sorry.
It's not about the women all the time.
Sorry.
Number 3. I love how determined you get when you set your mind to something. And I'm going to tell you why guys like this one. Because we like to be known as people who are decisive. We like to be known as decision makers. Mm-hmm. We like to be known as someone who can get stuff done. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to use those exact words, but it's like, man, when you put your mind to something, you do it. That's how we feel manly. Because okay. It's like, yeah, we make our mind up, we go do it, makes me a man. Mm-hmm. All right, that's number three. Number four, you ready?
Yep.
Compliments that men love to hear. I feel safe with you. Dang, think about that one. That means that I, as a dude, can take care of you. It's an ego boost, and they all are, but that means you feel like I can take care of you. Now, I haven't heard that one a lot in my life. Mine's mostly like, if I get into a fight, I feel like you're going to run away. Now, and they're pretty much right on.
Okay.
But that's a big one to a guy. If you say, listen, I feel safe with you, that's a good.
But safe could mean so many other things, not just from like physical, like a fight type situation, safe.
I'm just telling you what most guys feel and think.
Because I think you could make a girl feel safe.
You do? How?
Yeah.
Please tell me.
Well, okay, so I'm not into fighting anyway, so I'm okay that you would run. And I'm sure whoever you date.
I'm kind of kidding. I don't know that I would run. I don't know that I would really run, but I see that you think I would now. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
You can make them feel safe in other ways, just like secure.
Like I got you. Like, you electric bill? Got you.
Okay. Well, not just monetarily, but sure. Yeah. I mean, you could take care of them that way, but I just feel like you have that capability of making them feel like they're okay and they're safe.
Thank
secure.
You. The five compliments men never get tired of hearing. Number one, you look sexy when you blank. It doesn't matter what it is. Men love to hear that. And here's the thing too about men. We're dumb. We're easy. If you tell us we look sexy when we do something that you like us doing, like the housework or cooking, we're going to be like, dang, I should do more. I should do more of that, caveman. That's how it feels. We're stupid. Men are stupid. So if you go, dang, you look sexy when you're folding laundry. All right, baby. let me show you how I fold it like this.
Ooh,
so,
that's a good one.
Yes, it's all a trick.
Oh, see, I was thinking of things.
It's all a trick with us guys. We're dumb. Caveman go,
I fold clothes.
I go,
I
you say I like fold clothes. I fold clothes because I'm sexy. Men are dumb. That's all I'm saying. And that's how you get us right there. Five compliments. Thank you very much. I appreciate Cosmopolitan Magazine, a magazine that I read. They had a whole article on that. A little inspiration there. We have a producer named Ray. Ray sits in a glass room, so I can see him, but we can't talk unless we push buttons because he's always working on audio. So Ray has this alter ego. Who knew? We did until last week, named Frank. And so Ray would prank call people alone. And until we knew about Frank and his pranks, we didn't know how to put him on the air. So, Ray, you just thought Frank is a funny name, or somebody named that in your family, or what?
That's my dad's middle name, and I knew I could easily remember it, and I just roll with it.
So it's been Frank for years?
Oh, it's been Frank since high school.
Okay. So, oddly, he's been doing pranks on his own that we could have been doing on the air. So I was like, dude, let's do Frank's pranks. So here, this is Ray calling his girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Now, she answers the phone at her job.
Yeah.
And like, what kind of job does she have, just to kind of set it up?
It's an association. Like, they pay people that are in bands.
Okay. Here's the very first ever Frank's prank with our producer, Ray, serving as Frank.
Phil Musician, this is Laura.
Yeah, can you look up my account?
Sure, what's your name?
Can you pull up my account number?
Yes, what's your name?
It is 696969.
That's not an account number.
Is it too many numbers?
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, okay. SMITHSON.
Is it James?
No, Frank.
Looks like we don't have anything on here for you.
Try pulling up that number. Just go 696969.
This is right.
She goes, this is right.
Seriously, like, oh my gosh. Like, what the heck? I was about to kill you.
Nice job, Frank.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice number.
So your last name was Frank Smithson in that call?
Sometimes you just got to think of stuff on the spot.
Yeah.
Smithson. 6969.
T-H.
Are you four?
Yeah, he's four. Is that too many numbers?
There you go. The first ever Frank. Is that too many numbers?
So do we have more for today? Or no?
Hey, whoa.
Sorry, I like it.
Whoa.
Sorry.
They got a Pringle. You got one.
Frank.
Ray. The demand for Franks have already started, dude. You create the monster, you got to feed it. You know that, right?
I'm hungry.
That sounds good. All
right. How are the boys, Eddie?
Good.
Yeah?
Growing. Fighting with each other.
Do they 2 and 8,
yeah,
though? Can they fight at 2 years old?
Like, not fist fight. They just argue all the time. And
but how does the 8-year-old not go, he's 2?
You know, I don't know. He just... And the 8-year-old starts it, and then the 2-year-old finishes it. You know what I'm saying?
But why... I'm not a dad.
Yeah.
So I'm asking this as a real question.
Yeah.
And your 8-year-old, to me, is a pretty intelligent, like, creative kid.
Yes.
How does he get into a fight with a 2-year-old?
Well, he just, I guess in his mind, he just feels like if I'm going to pick on someone, I'm going to pick on the little guy. And the little guy just minding his own business, and he'll just kind of take whatever he's playing with away and just kind of start laughing as he runs away. And then the little one's like, uh-uh, give that back. And then he starts punching him and yelling at him. Then the 8-year-old's like, he punched me, and then that's how it goes.
So the 8-year-old will start it.
Oh, yeah. And the 2-year-old will finish it.
Get pounded by the 2-year-old.
Yes.
It's so weird how your kids are so different.
They are. They really are. Like, Junior, my 8-year-old, didn't like any superhero stuff growing up. Like, nothing. He didn't even want to watch Ninja Turtles, really. Or, like, any kind of superhero stuff. The 2-year-old, that's all he wants to watch. Spider-Man, Batman. Like, he wants to watch the violent stuff. He likes playing with swords and lightsabers. The 8-year-old, like, he never wanted that stuff. He wants to just take pictures and make movies and play on apps. Yeah, and write and read.
But you know who's going to be the successful one?
Yeah, the 2-year-old.
No, the 8-year-old.
The fighter.
No, that's not how life works.
Wait.
Like, young in life?
I think they're both going to be successful in their own way.
Okay, yeah, that's what Dad should say.
I mean, what else do you want me to tell them?
No, it's not that. I'm just saying, it's like, when do you peak? In high school, the big athletes, the fighters, they peaked around 11th, 12th grade, and then they kind of...
That's so true.
But the kids who got picked on and had the creative minds, and they're the ones that kind of went on to do cool things. The app builders, the engineers, the nerds, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Except for, like, athletes that go pro.
Yeah.
That's, dude...
Right?
Okay.
It's a really
if he's
small
like
percentage.
You, they'd probably go pro.
Dang.
What do you mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. They have a good chance.
What was your star ranking in?
3. That was back in the day, though.
3-star recruit?
Yeah, that was a long time.
But genetically, was your dad a ball player?
I don't talk about that stuff.
You don't want to talk about that?
No, that was back in the day.
All right. Ohio tattoo artist Brian Finn spends a day a week tattooing domestic violence survivors for free. He says a tattoo can help disguise a scar. It's like a new chapter.
Oh, wow.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
Like, at first you're like, okay, that's cool. He's giving free tattoos to people. But he's like, no, he does it so he can cover up scars.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's an I see nice right there. Yeah, that's really cool. I see you. Let's play a fill in the blank game. We'll let the girls do it.
Okay.
So, the girls here, Amy, my co-host to my left, Nada, our digital head, and then Morgan, come on up too. Yeah, just to the microphone. So the whole story is women are attracted to bad boys, okay?
Okay.
And I can read you part of this real quick. Researchers have found that women are attracted to dark and brooding men, you know, bad boys, because they're wired to find men who appear mentally strong, confident, and physically attractive in order to settle down. So that's why. Apparently it's some instinct inside of you where you like bad boys, all right? So what I'll do is I want to know what kind of boy we are. Lunchbox, and you write your answer down. I don't want you guys to share it down. So we'll start with Lunchbox, okay?
Okay.
Lunchbox is a blank boy.
Okay, can't wait to hear this.
No, okay, maybe it's a bad boy. Yeah, who knows?
I mean,
I'm just going first word comes to
my head. First word that comes to your mind. We'll let the girls do it. Lunchbox is a blank boy.
Could they put very bad?
One word.
Ooh, that's hyphenated.
Okay, they want to hyphenate it. Go ahead.
All right.
Everybody in?
Yeah. I'm in.
Amy.
Lunchbox is a dirty boy.
Wait.
Stop.
Like dirty, like is it?
Dirty was the first word that came to my mind.
Like gross?
Yeah.
Okay. Nada, Lunchbox is a blank boy.
Dirty boy.
Oh! They both, that's why I wanted to write it down. Okay. Morgan, Lunchbox is a?
Obnoxious boy.
Oh, okay. Oh. Dang, dude, you're a lady killer. All right. Hey, listen, he's got a wife and I don't. I don't know how much I can hate. Okay, there you go. Eddie, ready to do Eddie? Eddie is our photographer. He shoots all the camera stuff. He edits videos. Eddie is a blank boy. Amy, Eddie is a blank boy.
Eddie is a nice boy.
A nice boy.
Oh. 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 Say it out loud.
Eddie is a what boy?
Eddie is a funny boy.
Funny boy.
Funny.
That's nice. That's
and
nice.
I get dirty?
Yeah, that's
I'm
nice.
Funnier
that's
than nice. Eddie.
Ooh, I don't know.
Oh,
about
absolutely.
That. I don't think so. Morgan, Eddie is a blank boy.
I think both of those things, but I put Eddie's a hipster boy.
Okay, fair enough. Barefoot, little beanie on, you know, tries to be cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's do Ray real quick. Our producer, Ray, behind the glass. Ray's our audio producer. Ray, you good, buddy?
Yeah, good.
What do you think they're going to say about you? Do you have any idea?
I would say good hang, party.
A party boy. A party boy. Okay. Let's see what the girls say about Ray here. Ray's our audio producer. Ray's a blank boy. Amy, Ray's a blank boy.
Ray's a buff boy.
Ray's a buff. Dang, compliment. Oh. You're looking jacked, dude. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice. Nada, Ray is a blank boy.
Ray is a hardworking boy.
Hardworking, hyphenated. Okay. Morgan.
Ray's a frat boy.
Frat boy! Yeah! Nice one. All right, that's it. We're done with this game.
No,
no, no,
no,
we're not.
Oh, great. All right, do me.
First word?
No, seriously. All right, here we go. All right, do me. Bobby is a blank boy. Take a second. Let me know when you're in.
In.
Everybody in?
I'm in.
All right. In. Amy, Bobby is a blank boy?
Bobby's a busy boy.
Busy boy, okay. Not a Bobby's a...
Bobby's an endearing boy.
Endearing boy, okay.
What does that mean?
Would you like to elaborate?
I don't know what that means.
I mean, it really means like inspiring love or affection, but it just means that he like brings out emotion.
Okay, fair enough. Morgan, Bobby is a blank boy.
Bobby's an emotionally complicated boy.
Wow. Whoa. Big hyphenation.
That's hyphenated? Dang. I just.
Yeah, she got like four hyphens in that one. She's like hyphenating a sentence. All right, there you go.
Accurate.
Listen, you guys have the right to your own opinions.
Okay.
You're definitely busy.
Yeah, listen, I think you pretty much nailed all of us, right? Everybody, would everybody agree with their own?
Yeah. Eddie, you're not that funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
He is. Who's funnier, Eddie or Lunchbox?
Write it down.
Okay, all right, write it down. He's the one that's yelling about it.
There is no way Eddie is funnier than me.
He's yelling about it.
It's a tie.
No, he's the one.
No ties. No ties.
No ties. Write it down. More. Everybody, Ray, you're in too. Ray, write this down.
You have to realize, what does Eddie do? He steals everybody's jokes and passes them off as his own. And we've all been witness to this.
Sometimes he does do that.
He does, but all you guys do.
Recycling jokes.
See? That's funny what you
That's
just
funny.
Did.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh.
Eddie's really witty. All right.
That's my middle name is Witty.
You don't even know what witty means.
Oh. Nada, you don't know bats are in this atmosphere.
Here we go. Real quick, who's funnier? Amy, hold it up. Man. You got to pick Eddie or Lunchbox.
Don't who's make me play.
Okay, I'll go to Ray first. Ray, who's funnier, Eddie or Lunchbox?
Definitely Eddie.
Oh, Eddie, okay.
You're crazy!
Morgan, who's funnier, Eddie or Lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Okay, 1-1.
What?
Nada. Okay.
Eddie in all caps.
Of course.
Amy.
Nada.
I mean... Lunchbox.
Yeah!
Dang.
It comes down to this, don't you?
Oh, it's easily Eddie, to me. I mean...
What?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest vote I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, okay.
Sounds
so,
accurate.
You're funny in different ways.
So it's good, though. You're so close, Lunchbox.
Lunch is loud and obnoxious, and Eddie's, like, witty and...
I'm funny, dude.
Eddie
funny.
Has good impressions.
Yeah, it's a different kind.
I got jokes.
You're so close.
You look so sad.
I can't believe you guys think Eddie's funnier than me. I'm putting a poll up. This is ridiculous. I'll put it on the website because the listeners won't let everybody know that I'm funnier.
But they
See,
also,
that was funny. Everybody laughed. See that? Yeah,
they also don't get to hang out. Like, Eddie's not on the air as much. Like, Eddie's job is off the air. We talk. We know him. Listen, you're both funny. Everybody's funny
don't
in here.
Don't get angry about it, though. Like,
who's the least funny?
We don't have to harp
Probably
on
Nada.
It.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What?
Oh, Morgan.
No, Morgan's pretty funny.
Way to shout that really fast. I know I didn't vote for you.
Oh, she didn't vote for you.
Wow.
That's why he said that.
I'm not the least funny. I say some, I have some.
Once every 6 weeks?
Yeah, definitely.
That's the least funny.
But
every once in a while.
But that's not what you try. You don't try to be funny.
No, I'm.
The least funny. It's okay.
Yeah, I was thinking of the word to describe me, but I'm not. I'm just going to stick with least funny.
I think you're funny.
I'm just going to go with that.
That was funny.
This needs to be a thing.
It's just a thing.
Just be,
thank you all for
you.
Being here today.
Yeah, I'm be me.
Just be. Hey, all you can be is the best you can be.
Yeah, the least funny me.
Mm-hmm. I have the biggest five songs at wedding receptions. You got to take some shots at it? I'll give you one guess. If you know it, please disqualify yourself. Anybody know it?
The number one?
No. Well, you can get, I mean, I have five of them.
I know the number one.
Okay, well, if you know it, then don't guess it.
I won't guess that one.
Okay, go, Amy.
Hey, Macarena. Huh.
Okay, 1993 represent. No.
Eddie,
Uptown Funk. Uptown Funk. Did you know that did make the list of number three?
Right. Yeah. Don't give it to you.
Amy?
Okay. Cupid Shuffle.
No, not Cupid Shuffle. Eddie,
I like all the choreographed ones.
I mean, we can try with a little bit of, Happy by Pharrell.
No, no. Okay, we'll quit with you guys now.
What?
Yeah, number five, Crazy in Love, Beyonce.
Okay, yeah.
Number four, and this is when it goes old school.
What?
Shout.
Oh, shout. Yeah.
That's whenever, like, everybody gets on the dance floor, even the old people.
You make me wanna.
They're like, okay, I'll get up and dance. Number three, Uptown Funk.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Number two, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. Number one song at wedding receptions is... It's two people.
Oh.
In the group.
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh. Mm-hmm. LMFAO.
Not LMFAO.
Shut up.
They're from the South.
We are family.
Two people. It's a sledge.
I don't know. Anyway.
South.
Sorry.
From the South.
From the
South.
Two people.
From
one of the South.
All right.
Maddie. Y'all don't want to hear me.
Hey, y'all.
Just
want to
dance.
Outkast.
Although Andre 5000 was the one that did this. Outkast is still two people. This is that double album.
This is still going strong?
Yeah.
This is like Speaker Box Love Below or whatever it was. Where they were like split, but really still wanted to put a record together.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your number one wedding song. I have a guy here who's filming his sister's college graduation, and he's so pumped. Like, he's like, this is the coolest thing. So he's filming it, right, with his phone. And he gets so pumped that he forgets he's filming it, and he's like, oh, swinging his arm. So you see nothing except the phone going absolutely haywire. And then at the end, he comes back and goes, uh-oh, here.
19.
Like, he missed it. Like, it's got her walking up to it. Then he goes so crazy, throwing his arm in the air, he gets none of it.
Oh, no.
And then after she gets it and walks up, he goes, oh no, I forgot to record.
That's awesome.
It's so funny. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, so it's things that we see and have seen in our lifetimes. We're like, wow, that's crazy. But future generations are going to be like, hey, you actually saw that? And so, you know, for us, you know, I think back, you know, my grandma would tell me about Elvis or about World War II or the moon landing, crazy stuff like that they saw that all I did, we just read in books. So around the room, one at a time. Amy, what do you have?
Well, there's so many. I'm sure you have a lot of the highlights, but I mean, American Idol, like being there for the beginning of
that's
that.
Your first one.
No, I have lots.
I'm going to start strong.
Whoa. Yeah. No. Because, I mean, I figure we're going to cover, like, the big ones, like you mentioned in the teasing it, like 9/11, like things like that. I mean, I have other ones listed. You want some of my other ones? You don't like American
Idol? Do they get stronger than that?
Yeah.
All right.
I went from weak to strong.
Just give me another
one. I mentioned I had Facebook already.
But American Idol, they had Star Search. It was American Idol before Star Search.
With Ed Sullivan.
Yeah. Well, Star Search had Johnny Carson's. You're thinking of two different people. You're thinking of Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, that's it.
Ed Sullivan was the guy that blocked
you're
the
right,
show.
You're right, Ed McMahon.
Yeah, Ed McMahon.
Okay,
so
I have a more serious one.
Okay, go ahead.
Columbine.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a crazy one. Like, some of these...
I forgot about that.
Yes, and that was the first school shooting to my knowledge. So, I mean, that was a crazy day for sure.
Sean in Louisiana.
Hey, how are y'all?
What do you think, man?
Oh, I think Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, that's a crazy one. Like when the levees broke, like that's, to look back at it even now, is like, wow, how did we let that happen like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one that's, you know, and they're going to be the sad ones. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be the ones too, like I'd mentioned Babe Ruth, like we're going to look back and see the Michael Jordans and LeBrons and Steph Currys that we see now and be like, yeah, we got to see them play. like sports wise, like the Babe Ruths and the Mickey Mantles, that I never got to see play except in black and white TV. Eddie, what do you have?
I'm going to go for it. I'm just going to say Taylor Swift. I saw her when she was 15 years old, and I saw her when she's like now. Like, I just feel like our kids are going to be like, what?
Wait, you were saw you making
I think
of me
Britney
for
Spears more than Taylor.
Yeah.
Because Britney was like the first humongous pop star
true.
Of our day.
True, but you don't think Taylor's going to outlast Britney? And
I have no idea.
I mean, she already has.
But Britney Spears was like the first major poppy pop of our life.
Ooh. You're right, but I think Taylor is going to be the one that they're going
to
remember.
I'll get to tell my kids I saw Taylor playing a piano by herself before she was even
That's what I'm saying. They're going to be like, what? You saw that?
She'll probably still be making songs.
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, Britney's kind of a legend because she kind of came, blew up, and...
Yes.
My kids will be like, Mom, I'm seeing Taylor tonight. Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah, you're
We're
right.
We're going to her 1987 tour.
Shoot.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Okay, fair. I think those two be on the same thing.
What?
Britney Spears and Taylor Swift. Yeah. Lunchbox?
Well... I would say Real World, because no. Real World started reality TV.
True.
It was the first reality show, and that...
Why are you yelling at us?
No, because someone laughed. I don't know.
But it was a good one.
Okay, continue
but
on.
But I'm just saying, so it started reality TV, and I think that is a huge deal. Cell phones, we were around when cell phones were created, and then Justin Timberlake.
I think NSYNC more than Justin Timberlake. The boy band thing.
The boy band.
Yeah. Which kind of created that. Yeah, beepers.
Oh, man, more than, had a beeper?
Yeah, more than cell phones, because people won't even know what beepers are.
For sure.
They've been outdated like crazy.
Yep.
Sorry, a pager.
Yeah, I was going to say, I called it a pager.
I call it a beeper.
Oh, so beep annoying.
Hello. Tyler in Austin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How are you, Bobby?
I'm good, man. What do you think about this?
I'm good, man. I think our first African-American president, to be honest with you.
Yeah, again, historically, huge. I mean, culturally, huge. Thank you. Hey, you're on the air, Doug in Georgia. What's up, buddy?
I was going to say the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989.
I was just too young to really remember that. So you have to be in your young 40s, I would imagine.
I am 41.
So do you remember that pretty vividly?
Oh, yeah. I remember teachers saying, you have to remember this.
Really?
This is part of history that you're living through.
Yeah. The OJ thing is going to be like that for...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, the O.J. Simpson case is even watching that TV show back now. Musically, I think something that is happening now that we kind of take for granted that will end up being a legendary thing is the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean,
you don't see it now. You're right.
You don't see it now, but we'll be able to say it. We saw it when it started, when Chicken Fry came out.
Wow.
We saw them play live. I mean, they haven't been around long enough to be considered and have as many hits as like in Alabama, but I think they're the greatest country band of all time.
Yeah.
Like, go to a show. Holy cow.
Really
it's
good.
Like nothing you've ever seen. It's a country show, but they do everything, and they do it at a level that I've never seen.
Yeah.
Any format, period.
Wow, yeah.
Musically, the best country band I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And, anyway. So, anyway, that you can write it on Facebook. We'll put it up there. Just go to BobbyBones.com.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.
I got a game for you guys.
Woo!
Okay.
Riddle me this.
Oh!
I shall give you a riddle. You shall get the riddle after I say riddle me this.
These are kids' riddles, okay?
Like it.
Surely you can figure them out.
Riddle me this!
What starts with the letter P and ends with the letter E and has more than 1,000 letters?
Riddle me this! What starts with P, ends with E, and has over 1,000 letters?
Starts with P.
Oh, I'm so in right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was easy. I'm in for the win.
I'm
riddle
in.
Me this.
Oh.
You can't do that.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
Sorry, I won't do that. All right.
Eddie, riddle me this.
Chinese alphabet.
The Chinese alphabet.
I don't know.
Lunchbox.
That's the post office.
Correct.
Oh,
Amy.
Post office.
I hate you guys.
E at the end. 1,000 letters.
I get it now.
Oh, riddle me this.
Can you name three consecutive days without using the words Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday?
Can I name
three consecutive days without using the words Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday? Riddle me this!
What ones are we not allowed to say?
Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday?
I'm in for the win. I almost did it again. Sorry, I almost riddled
me. Riddle me this, Eddie!
I'm terrible at this.
Amy?
Yeah? Okay, you ready? You want my answer?
You have nothing written down?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
what?
The first, second, and third.
Oh, no. Lunchbox.
Monday, Tuesday, yesterday.
Oh.
But if it's like Friday, yesterday doesn't count. Eddie.
Monday through Friday. I don't know.
No. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow would have been the answer.
That's it.
So I was on the right track.
You're on the, kind of the right track, dang. Yes. I'm sorry. Riddle me this!
Okay.
What has 1,000 ears but can't hear a thing?
Oh. Got it.
I'm
hold on.
What?
Riddle me this!
1,000 ears?
Hey, you're already in. Don't try to change it.
You already said you're in. You're in.
No, no, no.
What has 1,000 ears? It's another 1,000 ears.
What is that called?
Here?
All right, five seconds.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. Ready? Amy, riddle me this.
Speakers.
Speakers.
Okay.
Eddie?
Millennial.
Lunchbox.
Cornfield.
Oh! Yes, that's it!
Oh! Riddle me this!
So dumb.
Dude, he's killing it in the game. We should just call it right now.
No,
so dumb. No, no, no. This one's worth 30 points.
It's only one. What, he's only one ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm only one ahead of you.
All right, this one's worth 5 points. Oh, riddle me this.
Here we go.
5 point
riddle.
What has a single eye, yet cannot see? Riddle me this.
Got it.
I am in for the win.
Me too, for 5 points.
For
got it.
Points. Amy struggles. The like, she goes into struggle face hard over there.
The eye of the...
What?
I'm in.
All right. Amy, for 5 points, what do you have?
Oh. The beholder.
The beholder. What? The eye of the beholder.
I kind of may have... There may be one I should have gone with, but I got this.
Eddie?
The alphabet.
What has...
A single eye,
but cannot see.
Oh.
That is not right.
What? But that makes so much sense.
All right, it's on the piece of paper. Lunchbox.
Well... It could be a storm.
It could be a storm.
Oh, yeah, but I put a pin.
A pin.
Like a pin, a needle. No. Like a pin.
Like a pin, a needle.
Yeah,
a needle.
The eye of the needle.
Well, they've already missed, and you're up one, right?
Yeah.
So you won. But the answer is a needle.
Yeah.
Riddle me this.
Yeah.
Did you go with needle?
Yeah, it's a pin.
No, he said pin.
That's
I don't think it counts. Oh,
he won
win.
Anyway.
You're right. You're right.
Yes. No fighting.
Oh,
he
you're
won
right.
Anyway.
Oh.
Riddle me this. If you win, you can't do it again!
What has a W-I-N in is my name tag?
Wait, what?
I don't stop. Know.
Okay.
I'm
trying right. To save it. Never mind it. Bobby Bones. Eddie's the dad of two kids. He has an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old. So I guess I'll ask, do you and your wife ever fight in front of your kids? Or what's the rule about you guys arguing in front of the kids?
Yeah, we try not to. We try to you save it till like the kids go to bed or whatever. But sometimes you just can't help it. Like if you're really arguing about something, it just kind of happens.
What's the rule?
Don't argue in front of the kids. Like she'll tell me too. I'm usually the one that kind of like starts arguing. She's like, don't do this right now. The kids are here.
Like, is she like, no, in front of the kids?
She has. We're both like, it's your fault. You started
what you,
it. Yeah.
What do you guys argue about the most as a married couple of 10 years?
With kids.
Oh, you know what? This one's been a big deal lately. Every time, like, the junior, my 2-year-old, when he, like, hurts himself or when he's not feeling well, she's always like, oh, let me hold him. I'll hold him. I'll take care of him. I'll do this. And I'm like, yo, I'm the dad. Like, I want to hold him too. And she's like, well, no, he's my baby. And I'm like, no, he's our baby. So that's, like, a big argument we have lately.
That you want to hold your baby more?
Yeah, like when he's hurt, or like if he falls or whatever, I'm like, let me take care of him and I'll take him back. Aww. I'll clean his little cut or whatever. And she's like, no, I got this.
That's
I got it.
That's really sweet.
This is like someone in a job interview.
It's like, what's your biggest weakness? Or like, my biggest weakness is...
I'm awesome. I have the biggest heart.
No, it's like, I work too hard.
Yeah.
That's my biggest weakness.
I think it's no life, and I'll give you everything you need when it comes to work.
I think Eddie makes up stories.
No, I'm not.
Sound like a better dad.
We've been arguing about this lately.
Yeah, legit. Bobby's like, what do y'all fight over? Eddie's like...
Loving our kids too much.
Who gets to rock our baby to sleep?
Okay. I'm serious.
We fight over who loves our babies the most.
No, who gets to hold
the baby.
I love
him more. No, okay. I do. No, I do.
Here's a story. Parents fighting in front of their kids can damage a child's life.
Wow.
Couples, they have to say, don't argue in front of the kids because it's as damaging as kids. They lose confidence in seeing people that claim to love them not looking like they love each other.
Mm-hmm. I can see how that happens.
Totally.
Does anybody...
Eddie probably fights with his wife about how much they don't fight in front of the kids.
Yeah.
It's not true. Yeah.
You ever realize Eddie's husband and dad stories? He shapes them that he's better and better every week.
I've become a better dad. I really have. Like, I started as a very lousy dad. Like, I didn't know. We don't know what we're doing.
Well, right. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. You have to grow
and I feel like I'm
it.
Getting pretty good at it.
Yeah?
I think. Cool. I don't know.
Does anyone believe Eddie's story?
I guess I sort of do.
Yeah. I guess.
It's sweet.
I just know Eddie. I guess I just don't.
You don't know. No, you don't know me at home with the babies, though.
Oh, listen to him. Even his voice starts
with the baby.
I'm serious. It's different.
Like when he gets on FaceTime
guys.
With his kids. Hey, guys.
I
hope your next fight about who loves your kids the most goes okay, Eddie?
Okay.
What are you guys? You guys getting a divorce? Yeah. About what?
I love my kid too much.
We just couldn't decide who loved the kid enough.
I could see them like trying to call a counselor and be like, we need therapy. Why? Well, and the therapist being like, go somewhere else. I can't help you with that.
Are y'all done?
All right.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you guys for hanging out. The whole show's up. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bones Show on demand. On Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. I appreciate you guys being here.
The Bobby Bones Show.